Type of series, what you guys said. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on the Wiki Corner?
Yeah, so we are continuing, of course, our theme week on five fearless females. Right. And our fourth fearless female this week is named Annie Londonderry.
Oh, Londonderry. Okay.
And she was the first woman to bicycle around the world in 1894.
All the way around.
All the way around.
Even on the wet parts.
Yep.
Amazing.
Apparently.
Let's hear how she did.
So the trip was purportedly set in motion by a wager that required Annie not only to circle the earth by bicycle in 15 months, but to earn $5,000 en route as well.
All right. So look, a lot of weird things happen when people start, I bet you won't do this. But even sitting around with friends, you're like, you know, I bet you should ride the bike.
But you can't ride your bike.
Around the whole world.
Yeah, 15 months.
And this was like 120 years ago.
Yeah.
Or more.
Right. So a $10,000 prize, which was a huge sum in the 1890s, awaited her if she succeeded.
All right.
Now, Annie was a highly unlikely choice for the completion of this wager because she never rode a bike until just a few days before her trip.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And she also had a very slight build. She was only 5'3" and 100 pounds. And she was a married woman and a mother of three young children.
Wow.
So at the time for a woman to leave her family for that long was kind of a big deal.
Yeah. Holy cow.
So sponsorships were crucial to financing the enterprise and the publicity surrounding it. Her 42-pound Columbia women's bike, that's a lot heavy.
42-pound
she
bike?
Rode. Yeah. It carried a placard attached to the rear wheel that advertised New Hampshire's Londonderry Lithia Spring Water Company, for which the company paid her $100.
Nice.
And she, in turn, agreed to go by the name Annie Londonderry for the duration of her trip.
Oh, that wasn't even her real name?
No, her real name was Annie Kopchowski.
Oh, Kopchowski.
Right.
Kopchowski.
But she changed her name to Annie Londonderry. During her trip for $100. That all it took.
All right.
So on June 27th, 1894, at about 11 o'clock in the morning, Londonderry set off from the Massachusetts State House.
There you go.
The 24-year-old wore a long skirt, corset, and high collar, and carried with her a change of clothes and a pearl-handled pistol.
That's, oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
You never know when you're going to need it.
Trouble breaks out.
Yeah. So with good weather and roads, she was able to average between 8 and 10 miles a day, which is not a lot.
It won't take long
at
all.
But she was riding a 42-pound bicycle.
She was.
So there was that. And also in a full skirt and corset. So, you know, I think most people would average that amount if you were.
Where did she keep her pistola? Where was that?
I don't know. In her pocket? I don't know.
Basket on the
front? She had a little, I don't know. That's a little, not sure.
Good for her.
Not sure. So when she arrived in Chicago on September 24th, she had lost 20 pounds and the desire to continue. She was kind of like, I maybe made a mistake.
Holy cow. So wait, she only weighed like 100, you said, to start. She lost 20 pounds?
Yeah. So winter was coming, and she realized she could not make it across the mountains to San Francisco before snow started to fall. So prior to leaving Chicago to ride back home to Boston, she met with Sterling Cycle Works, who offered to sponsor her trip. And they were able to swap out her bulky Columbia for a faster and lighter Sterling Roadster.
Oh, I like this.
And she also changed her outfit a little bit. Instead of wearing the full skirt and the corset situation, she switched to bloomers.
Oh, bloomers, sure.
And eventually wore a men's riding suit.
Oh.
So still a little formal, but better than a full skirt.
Very fetching, Annie. Very fetching.
So with the change in dress and bicycle, she was determined to complete her world trip, even though she only had 11 months to make it back to Chicago. So she followed her route back to New York City, then sailed to France and cycled to Alexandria, Colombo, Singapore, Saigon, Hong Kong, and Shanghai, employing a steamship when necessary.
Sometimes you need a steamship.
You do. So Londonderry was a brilliant saleswoman and an exceptional storyteller, raising all of the money and attracting the media attention necessary for her trip to become a success.
Yeah.
Her main income was from selling advertising space on her bike in person, hanging ribbons and signs for products ranging from bicycle tires to perfume. She was like a moving billboard.
She was.
Yeah. During her travel, she also gave paid lectures about her adventures, often exaggerating her exploits, but
that's
fine.
Do, right.
These enthralled the media and boosted her popularity. She also gave cycling demonstrations and sold promotional photos of herself, souvenir pins, and autographs. Quite the entrepreneur.
Really? This lady. And she's got $10,000 when she gets back.
Yeah. So she, on September 12th, 1895, she arrived back in Chicago and collected her $10,000 prize. She made it around the world in 14 days under the allowed time. So she made it with 2 weeks to spare.
What was her allowed time again? I forgot.
15 months.
Oh.
Yeah, and wow. She made it with just 2 weeks to spare.
Good for her.
When she published an account of her exploits in the New York World in 1895, the newspaper headline described it as the most extraordinary journey ever undertaken by a woman. And she died in obscurity in 1947.
Oh, my goodness me. But that's so sad.
She did it. She did it.
She did do it. Wow. Mm-hmm. All that from a bet. $10,000. All right. You picked out a record to go along with Annie Londonderry, did you?
Yeah. So I thought it would only be appropriate to play Bicycle Race.
Oh, yeah, right.
By Queen.
By Queen. Wonderful. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
All around the world, maybe. I don't know. It's Queen, Bicycle Race. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that song?
Because we were talking about Annie Londonderry, who was the first woman to ride a bicycle around the world.
Around the world, yeah. First, and others have done it, or we don't know? Okay.
But I don't know.
Oh,
I'm sure other people have done it, for sure.
Oh, sure. People do it all the time. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Quarter. You ready?
Yes.
Oh.
All right. Annie Londonderry only started riding a bike a few days before her trip.
She sold advertising space on her bike to finance her trip.
And she completed her journey with just 2 weeks to spare.
Look at that.
Pretty good.
Look at that.
Pretty good. And got the $10,000.
Was it in cash, the $10,000? Was it a check or what was that?
I don't know.
And this was $10,000 in what year?
In 1895, which I did look up. Yeah. And
what is it today?
Over $300,000 today.
It's good money.
Pretty good.
That's pretty good. I'll get you
pretty good for riding around the world.
A couple of tanks of gas. Yeah. You don't take the bike anymore. Folks, we'll learn more about Annie Londonderry. Or what was her real name? Annie
Kopchowski.
Kopchowski. Yes. How do they learn all that stuff?
You can go to my wiki blog. Right. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Add her to the list, Sarah. Five fearless females. Sybil Ludington, Madam C.J. Walker, Beulah. It's such a peculiar spelling of Beulah.
Beulah?
I mean, I don't know that I've ever seen the name Beulah spelled out before, I'll be honest. Yeah. Beulah Louise Henry and Annie Londonderry.
How did you think it was spelled?
This one may come as a shock to you. I never thought about how Beulah was spelled. Did you go to school with a Beulah?
I did not. Not that I know.
Because you're under 100 years old.
Yes.
Beulah is a name that it's not an ugly name. But it's one of those old people names, I think. Beulah.
It's an old-fashioned name for sure.
Yeah. Okay. That's all I have. Thank you, Sarah. Thanks for educating us. Appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome.
All right, you get out of here. Come back tomorrow. Fresh episode 410.
Okay.
All right. Ed Smith will be in here in just a second. First look at the ride. Almost even be cycling on 490. Hope not.
Hope not.
The Who, Earth, Wind & Fire, more straight ahead on Legends 102.7.